Vision rehabilitation is a vital service for people losing their sight, whatever their age. It can help them rebuild their lives, their confidence, improve their social life, back into or stay in employment. However, the service has been described as a postcode lottery. Now, RNIB are campaigning for central government to make vital changes to vision rehabilitation. I'm joined today by Charmaine Ashpole. What was your experience of rehabilitation?
My experience was that it was absolutely fantastic in getting my life back on track, Alan. I'd been through a very severe illness and had been in hospital for 4 months, culminating in 2 months of rehabilitation towards the end. And it took a little bit of time for the rehabilitation specialist to come out and see me. But that actually meant in my own individual case, I was quite ready for it by the time it happened. I mean, I'd still got a lot, my mobility had been affected as well as my eyesight and my hearing loss. But it was absolutely vital in getting me back on the track on my long ongoing rehabilitation journey.
Now, many people have experienced long waiting times or they haven't been able to get the service that they needed, but that wait didn't bother you. It sounds like at the moment you got it when you were ready and it was really positive. What kind of things did it help you with?
The vision rehabilitation specialist came around and she was prepared to do a sort of home assessment. But because I'm very much in a family environment, and my daughters were very, very little when I was taken ill, they were only 2 and 5. So I think she realised that the thing that I needed the most was to get back on my feet and to start getting out and about and walking again and using the white cane skills, which have been absolutely invaluable. She asked at the time if I'd like to learn Braille. I wasn't ready for that then. My existence was very foggy and I was just, you know, getting clarity about who I was once again. But I did later learn Braille. So, you know, she put the idea in my head. And she also helped because I have dual sensory loss. So I've lost quite a lot of hearing, virtually all of it on my right side. I'm also blind on my right side. I have a little bit of residual eyesight on my left side and I have fairly good hearing, but I've lost some on my left side. So because I had tinnitus in my right ear, which I was really struggling with, she, through her experience of other clients with dual sensory loss, recommended that a white noise device on a hearing aid might help me a lot. And it's absolutely been invaluable. That and my white cane, I would say, are kind of like magic powers. They really do help stabilise me and have helped me to get back on track. So she was absolutely invaluable to thrive beyond mere survival.
I suppose the emotional side of things is sometimes perhaps forgotten about at times as well. Was there help with that, getting used to the situation that you're in?
I would say very much so. I think, you know, my sight loss and my hearing loss was very, very sudden. But because I'd had an ischemic stroke, mobility had been affected. My whole life had been completely changed. So, you know, it took me a little bit of time to get back on course. But and I don't know why in my individual case, I've always been quite positive. It really made me realise the value of what I had when I had it and that I could still progress and be positive about life and do things differently, as the RNIB campaign says. So, you know, sight loss isn't the end of life as we know it. It's just a different way of doing things and often you can do things much better. But I would say that emotional support is absolutely critical, to come back to your original question, Alan, because I think there's so much fear in the current very sighted society that we live in now, that there's so much fear around sight loss, and that is unnecessary. Obviously, no one would want to lose their sight, but if you do lose some or all of your sight, there are absolutely other ways of doing things, and you can learn how to do those with the right support and resource on hand when we need it.
What would you say was the most important part of the vision rehabilitation service? What would you say has made the biggest difference to you?
I think having that person there when you need them, who, again, in terms of emotional support, really understands what you're going through. My vision rehabilitation specialist was herself VI with some residual eyesight and a guide dog user. So she really understood the situation I was in. And I think having someone that understands is so critical, because, you know, with the best will in the world, family and friends have been utterly amazing and so supportive, but you don't really understand it until you're in it. And the, you know, the blind, the partially blind, however you want to describe the community, has been absolutely invaluable. Subsequently, I have engaged with many people who have different levels of eyesight and very different ways of doing things. And that has really empowered me. And, you know, we share tips, tactics, strategies. We go out together. There's a really great community group near where I live, which covers most of London, actually. And so, you know, I would say reach out to the community, because they really do understand and they're there to support.
Many people, unfortunately, Charmaine, are waiting a long time for support and they're perhaps not getting as much support as they really need at such a vital time. What advice would you have for them?
Make contact with your local authority, really push that support. It is very, very challenging. I agree, Alan. The waiting times are terrible at the moment. They really are. It's worse than ever. That is an essential support for someone rehabilitating, rebuilding their life. If they suddenly go from sight to no sight, or have lost a lot of sight, or they've had an inherited condition, you know, and they've come to terms with that themselves and are reaching out for help, then absolutely that support needs to be there for them. Because I just don't think the sighted world understands what it's like. There's so many blind and partially blind people living at home because they can't get out and about, because in this chaotic, frenetic, very fast-paced world that we're living in, where, you know, everyone is so distracted by the visuals in life and it's just so harried, that's virtually impossible for someone to go out with sight loss if they haven't had long cane training. They really, really do need it.
Now, if you would like to find out more about RNIB's campaign around vision rehabilitation, or you would like to sign the petition calling for central government to make vast and urgent improvements to it, then please do go to rnib.org.uk for more information, or you can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Charmaine, great to hear the service has worked well for you, and thank you for telling us your story on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Adam.